Agenda item number 16, request for public hearing.
This I will swear in.
That's right, you weren't here this morning here. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth, stuff you got?
I do.
Thank you.
This is simply a request for public hearing. It involves changes from the National Marine Fisheries Service concerning what's now known as aggregated coastal sharks, which includes what you know as large coastal sharks and also the hammerhead sharks. The main thing here is that it seems as if we get a break on sharks in that we typically play second fiddle to Florida and North Carolina, who have federal waters fisheries for sharks. North Carolina also has state waters fisheries. By the time we get a chance, especially at these large coastal sharks, it's after our closure, which is May 15th to July 15th, we're closed. And in years past, there was very little left because it's taken further down south. So this year, what's going to occur, and it started January 1 already, there'll be a rolling possession limit, essentially, and you have in your attachment or in your evaluation an indication of how that might go, but it starts out with 36 of the coastal sharks now, and then when about 20% are taken, National Marine Fisheries Service is going to make an announcement that it'll change the possession limit. It could go down to 3, 4, or 5. And this progress will continue this year until we get to July 15th, and then the possession limit will be 45. So this will benefit Virginia. The complication is, and I talked to Mr. Hull about this, it's going to be a little awkward because we're going to have in our regulation to follow our website and a specific link to keep up with these changes, because the changes actually come from National Marine Fisheries Service to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Service or Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which then come to us, then come to the states. So that's a little different. It's the best we're going to be able to do. So next month when you hear from Mr. Gillingham on this matter, you'll see the regulation and how it's configured. The other benefit is that we were tied to, for small coastal sharks, we were tied to the black-nosed shark as well included. Even though we don't have harvest of black-nosed shark, we've had landings, and what happened there, they were linked together. So if the black-nosed quota was taken, it closed all the small coastal sharks. Now there's a line of demarcation at Wilmington, North Carolina. Above that, we aren't held anything on the black-nosed shark. So this will mean we'll have some small coastal shark harvest in the summertime. So we have been active as an agency. We have sent two letters to National Marine Fisheries Service. We did protest the January 1 opening a couple of times, and I think what came out of that is not a change in the opening date, but at least this rolling amount or possession limit that's going to be in place this year. So we'll all have to see how that works out, but it does look favorable. And with that, staff is recommending that the commission advertise for a February public hearing to do a couple things. One, to reassign the black nose shark to those sharks that will be prohibited in our area, you know, above Wilmington, North Carolina. And secondly, to look at this situation on what I call the rolling possession limits, but just how NMFS will treat the aggregated coastal sharks. So those will be the two things that staff is requesting to advertise for February.
Request for public hearing. Is there any questions from the commission? What's the will of the commission?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Kelman, second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously.